If you really believe suburbs are going to die, then let them die and let the market address the situation.
In a great nation like ours, you can't let people do what they want. It has to be coordinated.
Los Angeles seems like this big sprawling mess, almost designed to give planners and ambitious politicians splitting headaches. But should it?
LA is spread out, and yes, there are a lot of cars, which is why politicians and planners want LA to be more like New York, with its high-density living, towering skyscrapers, and state-of-the-art subway system. And they want to do it by pushing Californians away from cars and single-family houses.
Building single-family homes in large lots is not going to be very popular. Single-family homes in small lots and multifamily will be more popular and more affordable.
Hassan Ikrata runs the Southern California Association of Governments, SCAG. SCAG coordinates planning for all of Southern California. It subsidizes government projects and hands out lucrative contracts to big developers who help implement its vision of a denser Southern California.
We're going to add 4 million people to this region in the next 25 years. The demographic shifts, the rising cost of commuting, the rising cost of gasoline, energy, is going to kind of probably have people think again about their choices where to live.
There's no massive movement of young people into Los Angeles. There just isn't. So where is the market?
Joel Kotkin, Chapman University professor and author of The Next 100 Million, points out that for more than a decade, more people are moving out of California than are moving in. So why the push for more density? Kotkin points to an ideology called smart growth.
Smart growth, I think, was very much based on this idea that you had to control what was going on with a very centralized plan. Also, this really is a way of favoring well-entrenched developers against either entrepreneurial developers, and in many ways, favoring urban developers over those who are in the suburbs. So there's a confluence of a kind of an ideology or religion of smart growth with a powerful economic force of rent-seeking capitalists who support it.
We're a proponent for us planning for the future. We're a proponent for us coordinating infrastructure with how we're gonna grow. If that's what you call smart growth, so be it.
You really do, as land use planning is, have to look block by block, parcel by parcel to see what's appropriate. And unfortunately, the people who lead these conversations for smart growth have other interests.
Damian Goodman lives in Lamert Park, one of LA's historic black neighborhoods. He runs the Crenshaw Subway Coalition and says that planners who plop high-density projects like New York-style rail into existing neighborhoods can do more harm than good.
Many people see a light rail and they think the San Francisco trolley line. Well, this isn't the San Francisco trolley line. We're not just putting down some tracks and having the toot-toot go down while the train goes 15 miles per hour and people hop on every corner. The fact that you have a blue line and you have stations on Washington Boulevard and that you've had limited to no economic development along that corridor is proof positive that simple transit access is not enough to bring about economic development. That you can have transit riders and still destroy a community.
One of the things that happen when you force this high density development is you destroy the very urban neighborhoods that have retained the middle class. Take Lamert Park, Baldwin Hills. People are in the city because they like being closer in, but they want to have a house in the backyard. The perverse effect of this policy is to chase the middle class out of the city. The planners have this idea, this is how a city should look. Everything should be ascending to the high point of Manhattan, which, by the way, has the most distorted distribution of income of any place in the United States.
You can try and fight it, but it combines the most powerful interests within the city of Los Angeles: labor, contractors, and developers. If you think you can beat all three of them, good luck.
The problem with regional planning organizations is they tend to be top-down and dominated by the local elites. The neighborhoods have to fight this almost a kind of guerrilla style, like the Viet Cong. You know, they have to fight in their neighborhoods. They're trying to do something here, and then everybody gets upset. The big developer, they have professional meeting goers who go to meetings. Unions have their hacks to do things. The Greens have all sorts of money, and they can send people to these meetings. We have to make a living. We have to support our family. We have to take our kids to school. We don't have time to do that.
To those who say that SCAG is a regional government disconnected from what's happening in the ground, I would say this. If it's not SCAG, then what? One of the things that differentiate us from other nations in the world is we do plan. Take Mumbai, India. You go there and tell me that by letting people do what they want is a good way into the future.
If you really believe suburbs are going to die, then let them die and let the market address the situation. Let people's preferences express themselves a little bit. We don't know where we're going necessarily.
And the irony of this push for high density planning is that even though LA is less dense than, say, Manhattan, if you zoom out a bit, Los Angeles, Long Beach, Anaheim is the densest urban area in the country. What say you, New York, Newark?
The key thing that makes LA different and most American cities different from New York is something called history. New York was developed primarily before the automobile. LA is an entrepreneurial city dominated by small businesses. The vast majority of its growth has taken place under the automobile. And so that's its DNA. Now you can think about how you improve that and make it work, but you can't fundamentally change it.
Maybe all this so-called sprawl isn't so bad after all. It's what makes LA, LA, which is more like a bunch of smaller cities crammed together inside of a bigger city. From the walkable beach towns of Santa Monica and Venice on the west side, to the tourist-friendly district of Hollywood, to the historic single-family homes of Leimert Park.
Do we really need a handful of planners designing growth patterns when we could have thousands of individual choices shaping a city? For Reason TV, I'm Zach Weissmuller.